Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
An insight came my way the other day. I'd like to share it with you. One of our Fijian sisters was reading the Word of God, and because of her accent, I was listening more intently so I could catch all the words. It was a reading from the book of Samuel, with that well-known passage where the boy Samuel is awakened by the Lord, but he doesn't know it's God. So he goes into Eli, thinking Eli is the one who has called him, and of course it's not Eli. Finally, the old priest realised what was going on and gave Samuel the answer that he should make next time it happened. And the answer was, as you know, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. I thought, what a wonderful way to start each day. And how dear to the ears of God must the sound of you and I saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, be. In moments of indecision on our part, those words are a very apt prayer. To walk through the streets saying these words in our hearts as we view the passing parade of humanity in all shapes and sizes and states. To have hearts that can hear him, whether he uses words or events or nature. Seems to me we have a great chance of catching sight of him if we're praying these words. I also think those words can be a bit like gypsum. You know, the powder one puts on clay to break it up and allow planting at some stage. I think those words can break up the clay of our hearts and open up a whole new vision. As I said, the accent proclaiming this word was, as it was, and I was listening with greater attention than usual. And perhaps that's why I heard something else. I believe that before we can say those words, God is saying to your soul, speak, Bill, your servant is listening. Speak, Claire, your servant is listening. Yes, God, our servant, has his ear pressed to our hearts. He is listening. We don't ever think of God as servant, and yet it seems to me that so he is. Who cleans up after us? Who's attentive to our every need? Who wipes away the muck we create? Who thinks ahead to what we might need to have packed? Who washes our feet with his tears and wipes them with the cloth of his mercy? God, our servant, the God who listens and acts. Next time you hear the word proclaimed in accents that are not yours or with mumbled speech, listen with the ear of your heart, as St. Benedict says. God might be telling you something.